Welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Amy Debrick, and I'm so glad you're here. As you know, purpose gives you confidence. Confidence that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it, even if you haven't figured out how to do it yet. Purpose provides certainty that what you're doing does matter. And when you act with purpose, you project strength, authority, and authenticity. Because of that, I am so excited to share season 4 with you and all the tools, resources, and shared wisdom that will help you build and keep the confidence and self-esteem you need to be brave, and also to live the life God has for you. Being confident about our purpose helps us stay in our lane and eliminates comparisons. Now, if you are looking for some one-on-one coaching to help break down self-doubt and rebuild your self-esteem, be sure to schedule a free discovery call with me today. You can access that link on my website at amydebrick.com. But for now, let's get started. Hey, friend, welcome to the Life on Purpose podcast. I am so excited to be with you today. Today, we are going to just keep talking about the series on hospitality, especially as we roll into November. Honestly, I really cannot believe that it is the second week starting in November. The time just flies. But today, I want to talk about, in regards to hospitality, our best no. And that may seem kind of a silly way to look at hospitality, because you think hospitality is just welcoming everybody in and all these things, but it also has to do with your own hospitality to yourself and why less can offer us more. So that's what I want to really talk to and dig into today. Like I said, the holidays are right around the corner, right? We're already talking about Thanksgiving and who's bringing what and all of those great things, but sometimes offering our best no is the single thing that will produce the most peace and more profound connection with the people and places that matter most. That may seem almost like a negative connotation when we're talking about hospitality and even the holidays, but the fact is, if we spread ourselves so thin, we don't allow ourselves the time and intention to really appreciate the traditions, the parties, the people, all of those things that we're saying yes to. And it's an exciting time of year. It makes sense. We all want to dress up and go to parties. I mean, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us. So all of the things, all of the invitations to do things, the traditions, they're very exciting. They're happy things. But sometimes when we overbook and we just don't discern where to put that no in, it can become a drag. It can become overwhelming. We end up, instead of feeling like it's a life-giving event, it becomes life-draining. And that's when people typically start dreading the holiday season. So I also want to encourage you to make sure that when we're talking about, you know, giving your best no, before you even start that, take your calendar out right now. Look at your calendar for this upcoming holiday season. Do you have space already on there? Holding space, blank space with nothing. And I'll tell you why that is so important. One of the best things, especially as my children have gotten older, is the rare times when we're all able to be together. So something on the calendar that is literally just blank space, I find as an invitation to just hunker down and spend some quality time, whether we're watching a movie, having hot chocolate, or just being together, right? But if every moment, if every night is filled with something, then you lose the opportunity to have those open spaces for that, I call it unexpected delight. Now, life in general allows for a lot of times where we have to have something on the calendar. I don't know about your children, but you know, my daughter has practice normally 4 nights a week. So in addition to her schedule and then my schedule and my husband's schedule and my son's schedule and then my other two kids, it's very hard to have the open space. So I'm encouraging you today to schedule open and blank space just like it was a party invitation or a tradition that you would normally go to or anything. Schedule it in as a priority to allow for that, again, time, space, and intention that you need to actually be present and enjoy the season. You know, it took me years to
really realize this because I was someone who, again, I really enjoy this time of year. And so there's so many things that I love and I always want to, oh, we're going to go to the lights on the lake and we have a holiday party and I want to go to this party and we need to do breakfast with Santa. And there's just so many things and the list goes on because like I said, it is a very fun and exciting time of year. However, I found myself feeling depleted. I was exhausted by the end of it because I wasn't using a level of discernment and I wasn't creating healthy boundaries for myself and for my family to say, okay, what are the actual main priorities? What are the things that actually mean the most to me? And what are the things that actually mean the most to my family? So we're going to start with those. We're going to also hold space for nothing. And then if other things are able to work, great. But if they're not, we're not going to just cram them in. And there was something freeing about that process to be able to do it. You know, the more I just stretched myself to please not just other people, but also myself trying to fill in all of these things, I was more miserable. The contentment and joy didn't really begin until I learned how to say no and doing it confidently. I think it's really common to feel obligated, like I said, to attend every holiday party. I mean, I know when I'm hosting a holiday party, I want all my friends to come, but that might not be the best thing for them. And so remember that too, when you are hosting something, when you are getting a no, instead of taking it personal, it may just not be a good yes for them. They may have so many other things going on that they need to say no to that thing and not take it personal. And the same goes for feeling guilty about not making all the family get-togethers. You know, one of the things that was a great life lesson for me was after my son went into the military, we didn't have the ability for a few years to celebrate the holidays with him on the actual holiday. And I struggled with it initially. And then, you know, after talking to a bunch of people, even family members who sometimes their spouse had to work on actual Christmas Day and they had to celebrate Christmas on a different day. And once you change your perspective on being so locked into this has to be done this way, then there's, like I said, there's more freedom, there's more peace there, there's more joy because you're just celebrating the same thing on a different day. We put the pressure and the expectation on ourselves that it has to look X, Y, and Z, when in reality, we can shift that and we can make it the way it needs to be for our own family. So I would really encourage you to take time to do that as well. If you're somebody right now who's like, oh, well, I'm supposed to be here, but you know, we also need to be here. Talk to your family, talk to whoever you need to say, hey, can we just do this on December 28th or December 22nd or whatever the case is? Can we do Thanksgiving the Thursday after Thanksgiving or the Thursday before Thanksgiving or whatever the case is? Don't be so rigid into what we think it has to be. Remember, and I said this in the beginning of this series, the reason hospitality, I think I enjoy it so much is because I learned how to redefine it. You have to redefine it in a way that fits the needs of you and your family. And so I think that that's the main priority when we're talking about that. Remember, less is more, because when we free up, like I said, our calendar, it allows space for that intentional time and thoughtful connections with others. And I mentioned this before, you know, my kids are getting older. And so any opportunity I have where we can just sit and watch a movie one evening where somebody doesn't have to be somewhere, that is an actual gift. And so I will take that yes and offer other no's up just to be able to receive that. Remember, hospitality, again, is not only treating our guests in a warm and loving and generous way, but also ourselves. So let this week be the process of thinking about how can you be hospitable to yourself and to your family, and how can you actually identify what those needs are in order to get there. Establishing healthy boundaries is a great way to build your confidence and preserve your time and energy. And I think, again, that's why most people that I know that dread the holidays, I think it's an exhausting process because they haven't really established these boundaries for themselves and for their families. And so then it becomes a sense of overwhelm and chaos, and it is not something to look forward to. So if you're unsure of what to give your best no to, start by asking yourself, do I love it? And does my family love it? And if not, maybe it's time to let that go. Now, I got that practice actually from a friend of mine, Jennifer Ford Berry. I'm sure you've heard me mention her before. She's a professional organizer, and she does this practice when she's in women's homes, decluttering and having them getting rid of unnecessary items. And she asks them those two questions. Do you love it? Does your family love it? And the reason she does that is because if there isn't a yes for both, then it's time to move on. And so it allows for us to be able to start the process of creating boundaries. Defining what we love spotlights our priorities. So if we don't love it, why are we hanging on to it? If I don't love going to every X, Y, and Z this time of year in the holidays, why do we keep doing it? Well, we keep doing it because it's routine, it's habit. Now it's become some sort of a tradition, even if nobody's looking forward to it, and we feel like we have to do it. So we need to start breaking that cycle of, like I said, what hospitality used to look like for ourselves or what we need to be doing, and redefine it so it matches our families and our goals for this holiday season. So I would encourage you to take some time this week, discover what those priorities are and where to respond your best no as we are moving in full speed to Thanksgiving first, and then Christmas is right around the corner, friends. So take some time to week to do that. Next week, we're going to be talking about the holiday comparison reel of all the things on Instagram and all the things on social media where, you know, you're in these picture perfect homes, and how hospitality can really be intimidating until we really peel back those layers. So I will see you here next week when we talk about those things. God bless.
Well, friend, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, please consider rating, reviewing, or subscribing to the Life on Purpose podcast so I can continue spreading encouragement and confidence. And if you haven't already, I would love if you would grab a copy of our book, Embolden. Embolden is an encouragement journal that I co-wrote with my oldest daughter, and its purpose is to meet women where they are today, but to not leave them there. So until next time, keep living your life on purpose, and God bless.